The mayor of North Cowichan has written to BC's Minister of Transportation and Transit Mike Farnworth expressing his deep concerns regarding the ongoing transit strike in the Cowichan Valley, the longest transit strike in the history of the province. Rob Douglas said the prolonged disruption in transit service, which began on February 8, is severely impacting residents across the region, particularly in North Cowichan, and he is urging the Ministry of Transportation and Transit and BC Transit to take a more active role in resolving the dispute. He said the effects of the strike are devastating and widespread. Many residents, especially seniors, those with disabilities, and low-income households, rely entirely on transit for essential travel, Douglas said. We've heard directly from North Cowichan residents who are unable to reach medical appointments, workplaces, grocery stores, or critical services. This includes people dependent on routes that serve key neighborhoods and town centers, such as Crofton, Chemainus, Maple Bay, and Berkey's Corner, and connect them to the broader commercial core of the region surrounding the city of Duncan. The 52 strikers, who are members of the Unifor Union and work for Transdev Canada and include transit operators, cleaners, and mechanics, have been arguing for pay close to that of their counterparts in Victoria, as well as improved access to washroom facilities, designated breaks and more. On July 6, the transit workers rejected the recommendations of the province's mediator to end their long labor dispute, stating that they didn't meet their requirements. Douglas said community organizations have expressed concerns with the strike, and the Chemainus Harvest House Society, which operates food banks in Chemainus, Crofton, Tussie Road, Penelicott Island, and Thetis Island, has shared heartbreaking stories about the ongoing hardship the strike is causing. Many affected individuals lack access not only to transportation, but also to phones and the internet, leaving them unable to replace prescriptions, file taxes, obtain identification, or attend appointments, he said. Tragically, the Chemainus Harvest House reported that two residents passed away after being unable to reach emergency medical care in Chemainus, or access alternate transportation to Cowichan District Hospital. The impact is also being felt by organizations like the Clements Center Society, which provides services to individuals with developmental disabilities. Over 100 of its clients are now effectively confined to their homes, cut off from employment, medical care, social programs, and community connection due to the lack of transportation. Douglas said that, given the scale and severity of these consequences, there is a growing call across the Cowichan region for the province and BC Transit to take a more hands-on role in resolving the strike. This crisis cannot be resolved by mediation alone, he said. We strongly urge your government to engage directly with both Unifor and Transdev to help resolve this dispute and restore the critical transit services that many residents depend on.